This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
Tongue punch my fart box. Let's take this for a spin. I promise you'll be laughing by the time that we begin. Might sound kind of crazy, but don't you knock it yet. Come on and pucker up, babe. It's a night you won't forget.
Thank
Don't
you.
Knock it till you try it.
Happy
That's all I'm
Thursday.
Gonna say.
Well, I do love this entire song, and I would make $0.33 if you play the entire thing.
You're done.
Doesn't really. You're done. You're done. God, how much does that apartment cost? That they, I don't want to give too much away, but they moved in together.
The View, where it's at.
I know.
I don't know how you can get anywhere north of Alexandria, Virginia.
That's where the rich men live.
I mean, isn't that where most of the people that work in Washington live?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that or College Park, I guess.
They just got this young couple who are, one of them's not even going to work, and they're living in a downtown. They were talking about we have to talk about this. Somebody sent an awful email yesterday just saying, why do you talk about shows that no one else, or you don't know that everyone watches? Well, because there's very few things that in this room that we all like really like.
And we tell you to watch it. We tell you where it is to go purvey it.
Get in on it.
I actually watched it, so that's amazing. And I didn't turn it off because I was bored.
And Paige doesn't finish anything.
I was like a young Christian with that show, meaning like I was real hot and heavy telling everybody about it.
Yep. We spread the word, supposed to.
I was. Are you using, what was that? I thought you vaped.
No.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Those suckers, you might have to double up that inhaler.
My God.
Your inhaler should look like an AK-47 with...
No kidding.
Sweater meat.
Just kind of...
You got asthma? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, my gosh.
When did this happen?
I mean, like, hold on a minute. Like, I've known you your whole life.
I've always
had. No,
I just, when I got sick a lot.
Sorry, I'm easily distracted. I just saw you over there. It looked like you were taking a hit from something.
I feel like, listen to me.
Oh,
I feel
God.
Like I'm really.
Do it some more.
Like I'm really breathy lately.
Numbers are going up in Cornelia, Georgia as we speak.
You can hear me wheeze, so I didn't want to. I'm sorry. Didn't want to.
Can you do a gagging sound?
Yeah, can you do the womp womp?
If you want me to gag, you have to pay me a lot.
Oh, man.
I'll buy you lunch.
Paige owes a lot of people a lot of money, I think.
Well, it'd be like if you
some
were just
voice over anything you want.
If you were hitting an insulin or whatever, just well, that wouldn't be because we know you're diabetic. But I didn't know she had asthma. Never seen her use an inhaler.
I just take a pill with that though.
It'd be like if you walked in and used a suppository, I guess.
I mean, I think the cold weather is getting to me with breathing.
Yeah, but it never has though. Have you ever, like, are you embarrassed by it or something?
Oh, no.
Okay, because you did it probably in a very, like, the way my dad would try to hide cigarettes. He'd take the cigarette and put it in his hand like this. And he looked like, you know how an Italian.
Like a magic trick?
Okay, so you know how, like, an Italian, when they like food, they kiss their fingers?
Oh, my nonna makes such a good tomato sauce.
My dad, the cherry for the cigarette would be pointing toward the palm of his hand. The filter would be coming out the end of his fingers, and he looked like he's giving himself the mandible claw, essentially. And he's got his fingers in his mouth.
Some got that, and some didn't.
I was like, why would that not be a little weird, though? If I look over and I see a man shoving his hand in his mouth, that's a little weird, maybe more so than someone smoking. But is that because we're at church?
Yeah. But when I got sick a while back, it was my left lung that started kind of hurting me.
Yeah.
But now it's feeling better.
Like, what happened? Did it collapse because of what's on top of it?
Is that the one that's bigger than the other one?
Yeah.
Is that a thing with lungs? Oh, it's not. Okay.
No. I don't want to get too into what I had.
I'm not asking about your breasts.
I mean, I don't care. You want me to talk about
it? Yeah. I want you to violate your HIPAA.
I don't know.
I don't know what you just said. Do it.
You got to write it down.
Are we playing a game?
Oh,
do it toward Fat Boy. No, this is okay.
Okay. But, I mean, look, it's just a thing now.
Oh.
Like, everybody's had it.
Okay, so when I had COVID.
Oh!
I thought she said AIDS. I didn't know she said COVID.
No.
Okay, no, that is totally not what I thought she said.
And it just really started hurting, like, my...
Oh, God.
My left lung.
God!
What'd you think she said?
I'm not...
So I had some problems.
I thought she was saying ovaries.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you said it. Party man, that's what he thought she said.
I still have those.
Well, I... Because you're going...
No.
Like, you do it right now with your mouth. Yeah. That's why it would suck to be deaf. One of the many reasons, actually.
You would have to sit there by, huh?
Are they doing nail jokes again, guys? Stop.
Yeah, I mean, you've been through the ringer when it comes to health issues.
Does your inhaler, do they make those in, like, fruit flavors the way they do?
No,
they don't.
She had the condition they refer to as machine gun hemorrhoids for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
No, I wish.
She had the Gatling gun gonorrhea.
That's what it was.
Oh, God, no. I mean, if that happened, that would be a miracle.
Doctors were confused. Like,
I've never had any either.
No, before. I don't. I'm such a germaphobe when it comes to that.
I had a friend one time that, I had a friend. I'm losing him now by even telling the story. I lost him years ago. They slept with a woman that wasn't AIDS. It was something else. It was
like one of those you can get rid of, like a herpes or.
So yeah, probably something like that. Anyway, they got the call from her or her doctor. I don't know who, but they called him and said, "Hey, you need to come to the health department, and we're gonna put a Q-tip on down and
swabbed it."
Yep. And he didn't have it. But there was a little time there where it's like, man, I've sat on his toilet seat at his house.
Now, what is the first thing?
I hope he doesn't have it. And this before you knew, you couldn't catch it that way.
Does it itch or is it painful?
It only hurt him when he peed. I'm kidding. He didn't have anything.
The doctor put a Q-tip in his ear.
I don't think you have an STD. That was just a fun little joke.
Oh, gosh, no. Well, if I did, it'd be a miracle.
Oh my God, it would be the Immaculate Conception of an STD.
It would.
Could you imagine?
God. Yes.
It's like when, they say like a... Somebody,
well, it wouldn't be a miracle. It would be a tragedy because you would be like, you know, how would you get...
Well, you're saying it would be a miracle just to even have the opportunity.
Because she hasn't had sex.
No,
it's hard for her to get
to.
It.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
It's hard for her to get it, just to be honest.
She's too picky is what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because...
I mean, you're a woman.
Dudes will send Paige pictures constantly.
Constantly.
And then she'll make fun of it. Like, look at this. I'm like,
I don't.
What are you making fun of?
I don't think that they're. You told me they're not real.
Well, the one I'm like, your computer screen ain't big enough for this picture to fit.
This guy would.
And you're
do
giving
it.
This guy grief.
Plus, even if, like.
He got a stud missile.
That specific one, I know this is all over the place, and this is probably not the.
It's not appropriate.
It didn't even do the story that we teased, but that's fine. We'll get to it.
Never.
In fact,
she knew what she was doing.
I'm going to hand it back to.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to email you this, Paige, because I'd like you to do it in headlines after this next segment, because it definitely is it's wild. But that, though, I mean, sorry. I know that I'm like a cat with the laser pointer, but I just see someone looks like they're hitting a J over here in the corner, and then I'm thinking, oh, it's a vape. Should I say anything? Because we're alive on the radio. And
well,
I'm
you
like,
can hear it, too.
And someone texted and said that his wife has the same kind of COVID-induced asthma, too, so I'm not the only one.
She must have a set, too.
Ask him if she has big breasts, Paige. No, as a woman, you can ask. I can't.
I'm feeling a lot better.
He'll be like, guys, why do you think I'm with her?
Oh, that's a good point, too. All right.
I was about to say, let's do it next. I forgot what we were about to do.
I know.
I keep forgetting it's Thursday.
It is Thursday. Well, it's our Wednesday.
Yeah, it really is. We're off a day because of freaking Monday. I'm throwing off.
Messed up.
I'm thinking it's working Women's Wednesday, but it's not.
It could be again. You mean working Women's Thursday.
There's no Thursdays, not a day. I mean, it's a day, but there's
it's never... Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. And that doesn't mean you need some hydration anymore. That means horny now.
Correct. It really is. Like thirst trap. What is it? Like, you know, that means you're hot with your shirt
off. But a woman is thirsty. That means she won't... But if a guy is hungry, that means he's
hungry.
He wants an
entrepreneur.
Hungry.
Oh, okay.
He wants to, you know.
I thought he wanted to get that bread, that cheddar.
No, he wants the cheddar.
I'm talking about the cheddar for money.
Yeah.
That's chota, is what you're thinking about. Like, good morning.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments.
Blowing myself up.
Me too. I'm about to blow it out. Blowed up.
You just missed a big dance. It was a big one. It was a big dance going on.
Oh, was that not for video, that all that movement we were just doing?
Oh, it's on video.
Oh, part of it is. Okay, good.
You finna go and see it.
We're live video streaming this on our YouTube channel. It'll be on Instagram, Facebook, X, and other ones right after the show at The Rise Guys. But for now, the live stream with the chat is youtube.com/riseguys.
So many comments.
Yes.
I mean, you got like loopers in here. What's up, Josh? Coach Johnson, Daniel Snow.
If Double D's is not in there, I'm going to be pissed. If Triple D's is, I'm going to be worried.
Oh, you know, Triple D's going to pop up.
Okay.
You know that's going to happen.
Did I not start this off the usual way?
You did not.
Okay.
You ain't done it.
You ain't.
Okay. What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@AOL.com. And as always, names change to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing.
Hell stupido.
I just get out of the... You know, the whole mindset. That was a fun little conversation we were having off the radio, too. I know that means nothing to you listening
know,
right now,
man.
But it's just fun.
That's why we got to have a Patron so people can pay and listen to.
Yes. Tequila.
Everything.
Yes.
I get it.
Okay. Well, we talk about people.
Not bad, though.
Try not to, but sometimes you have to.
Again, if I talk about you on the radio, it means, like, I kind of respect you. Now, if I talk about you off the radio, it absolutely means I don't.
Do you do that, though?
I love that whole thing.
Come on. Whose face are you trying to save? Okay. Here we go. Hello to everyone in the chat. Here we go. Scene number one. These are lengthy, so we got to hit them up. Scene number one. Playing the role of Yahoo McDaniels.
Yahoo.
Is Matt Man. Playing the role of Judy Jerry is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Catholic McCaffrey is Paige.
Another good one.
And playing the role of OJ Spiller is Matt Mann. And action. We simply cannot let them take our homes. You know, to some, these are just apartments that were built in the 1990s. But this is our home. Our 30 years of memories, friendships, and the, well, the best damn potlucks in Greenville. We need to stand together and fight these out-of-town corporate bags of dicks. Who's with me?
Yes. We are not just some line on the spreadsheet. We are a community. They think they can just waltz in here, buy up our building, and turn it into an overpriced luxury condos. For trust fund douchebags... not on our watch, pal.
And the dummies need therapy. It's a building, not the freaking peace center. Just take your security deposit and go touch some grass.
I refuse to let us become just another sad statistic of gentrification. Don't you realize the next time that you see Sky, it'll be over another town. The next time you take a test, it'll be another school. Our parents, they want the best of stuff for us. But right now, they got to do what's right for them because it's their time. Their time up there. But down here, this is our time.
Mr. Han.
Holy S. Yes. Yes. Flame emoji, flame emoji, flame emoji.
That was moving, OJ Spiller. Heart emoji.
That literally gave me chills.
I just cried a little. This is what I'm talking about. Powerful words. Let's print this on signs. Put it on shirts. My grandma's got a cricket machine. LFG.
Oh my God. You morons. That's literally from the Goonies. Y'all rallying behind a flippin' speech from the 80s movie with a mutant man child and a tumbler kid who does the ruffle shuffle.
Wait, wait, what? No. No, that was real. That came from the heart. O.J. Spiller would never.
What? I'm Googling it right. Mother, what?
I regret nothing.
This is why we're all getting evicted.
I feel so betrayed right now. This is worse than when we found out that damn Pam from 69C was stealing everybody's Amazon packages.
Or when we all realized our maintenance guy's been fixing the same damn dryer for 17 years. Or when they lied and said the pool had the chemical in there that turns blue if someone pees in there.
Hey, I was just giving you guys the motivation that you needed. Doesn't matter where the words came from. What matter is that we stand together and...
Bro, shut the hell up. You already quoted a kid's movie, and these fools are not ready to war over it.
Suffering succotash. Okay, Christian McCaffrey. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Kathleen McCaffrey. Don't tell me to shut the hell up, you son of bitch. Honestly, though, should we still fight back, or is this rally dead?
I mean, we could still protest, or, hear me out, we just start looting early before the developers move in.
Now that's a cause I can get behind right there.
This is why we need to have some nice things.
I'm going to take my commode. I've broken in real good anyway.
Insane. So,
nice little improv there on that.
Dude, that's what thank you. I had to. I forgot to change the name in that one. And, one of the names I forgot to change, so I had to change it.
I like Paige's shift on that last one, too, where it
dude,
says...
so, just to... Fatboy did this thing years ago where he'd say, well, how do you want, like, for instance, he might say, how do you want Judy Jerry to sound? Well, Fatboy is really just making fun of Jerry Judy.
Pretty much.
So... I just put a name there, and he kind of, you know, ran with it. And then for Paige, I put old crotchety man with Irish accent. And, like, give her there.
That was like, it's Irish, isn't it? That's like trying to do it.
That was like a deep mountain brogue. That was good.
Wait, it's Irish.
Your last name might be McFly. Holy moly.
Which means it's Mac in the South.
That's right. Hey, McFly.
Mac to you.
Where's McFly?
We're live video streaming this on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/riseguys, and it'll be on all our social media after the show concludes. I thought you were doing air quotes, but you were raising the roof.
Trying to.
I'll get it as close as we can. All right. Scene two, playing the role of Litty, L-I-T-T-Y, Fat Boy. Playing the role of Hooch, Matt Man. Playing the role of Gay Tammy is Paige. Sorry. Wow, playing the role of Dr. Bean is Fat Boy, and playing the role of MC Punk is Matt Man. All right, it's going to be hard. And action.
Hey, gang, I just wanted it to be known that I'm in no way involved with this donation rally to raise funds from a duder to get an A-word. I do not donut support her life choices these days, and will not be sharing this begging for money with the GoDaddy campaign for shame.
Baby, I support you 110%, and I always will.
Heart you, Hooch.
Also, it's a GoFundMe, not a GoDaddy.
Are you sure it's not a go F yourself, angry face emoji?
All right, now. I was just trying to help out, not trying to be rude.
Well, how can I change it now?
I don't know. Maybe you go Google it.
Well, I don't get it. Kale is doing a GoDaddy for an A-word? You talking about her boyfriend? Because he's a real A-word?
I ain't saying, but you can about figure it out. Gay Tammy, as a family, we don't support her decision.
What is the GoDaddy for? Doody.
GoDaddy, not GoDuty.
It's GoFundMe, not GoDaddy.
Hooch. Now, I done told you today ain't the day, and I'm not the bitch to blank with.
Can I make a guess, lady?
I'ma message you, I reckon. Emoji with red face, evil eyebrows.
It's the A and Kel. It's getting it, is it ass surgery?
Not your pain. Why would you say that?
Well, she ain't got no butt.
Yes, flat as a darn pancake.
Huge!
Well, she don't, Liddy. I'd like to throw my hat in the ring and guess the A word. Is it, Adderall?
Who in the duck are you, and why would you even say that about my daughter?
Oh, hey, Liddy. I'm friends with Dr. Bean. Sorry.
Dear God, MC Punk. Chill out, man, for real.
Yeah, don't be posting on my page if you don't know my daughter, MC Punk.
Oh, but I do, Kel. I do know Kel, Miss Liddy.
And just how do you know my Kel?
Because I used to sell her Adderall.
Insane.
You know what? Do you do the nose to help you differentiate the two character voices, Fat Boy?
Yeah, because if I think of the inspiration of the one, you know, it sounds kind of nasally just a little bit.
Yeah. So that's the most difficult problem of doing that, and that's a good way to remember how to do it. My other only differential is doing when I do the chubby character, where I push from a troop screen or talk like
that. You sat on a whopper.
That's the only way to even differentiate the two.
I love your creepy voice.
I know, man.
Would you like to play cards with Dr.
I
want to
hang out with Dr. B.
Also, Paige, I thought your gay Tammy was good.
Thank you.
I thought that was great.
Doctor wants to hang out with your bean too.
It's like the volume, like you're almost like you're shortening your the lifespan of your vocal box by even talking like that.
It's like you just ate a whole bunch of dirt.
And you got to try to add more depth to it and make the volume more.
Does the doctor drive a Volkswagen?
I have to try to sound as low as possible.
Like, what does Sam Elliott sound like when he's really pissed?
There's a veteran. I'm already in.
I'm already in.
I'm done in.
Was your grandpa in? He can get in on it too.
Sam has to talk through the mustache.
Put my pictures back, you big goofy bastard.
That's a good commercial.
You better put my pictures back.
You actually remember who was in the commercial and what they were selling. And what you just heard was real. It was real Facebook arguments. Names changed, though. Sent in by you, the P1s. Names changed to protect the innocent Hooch.
Hooch. Dr. Bean.
And the guilty.
And the stupid, too.
This has been another edition. And coming up next is headlines. Facebook fussing.
Yeah. The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So we're going to dive into the story where an IV clinic messed up and gave a woman gave birth to the wrong baby. Mm. So we touched on this before, and she's a 38-year-old woman, and she's suing this clinic in Georgia after they mixed up two embryos, and she gave birth to someone else's baby.
Which is weird to say, but I mean, like, you know, it's weird when you kind of break all that down. Like, you know, it was someone else's embryo, but it was another, obviously. And someone sent this text earlier, and you know what? Maybe it's good that they sent this because, sorry, like Paige hit her vaporizer. What is it called?
Inhaler.
Inhaler. I never knew she was asthmatic.
Well, and, she never told
us. Kind of caught me off guard, and we never got to the story. And one of the things that I mentioned was like, imagine that you give birth. You know, you had to go to an in vitro fertility clinic, but you have a baby, and then the baby was black, and people were like, well, why do you have to mention that? Because that's the big thing here. Like,
yeah.
We see it on TV.
They mixed them up.
Look how in shock the dad is.
He will not look at the camera because, I mean, there's a lot being, by this, that's completely, like, not his. But then again, now on television, it's like he's now having to stand before the camera and admit, you know.
Well, even, okay.
If you use incredible, this doesn't happen more. Sadly.
If you use a surrogate, technically, even though the embryos are hers,
right?
Because it's in her body.
I know.
Legally, that's her baby until she gives
but
birth.
But they sued, right? The real family, or
yeah, I think there's.
See, that's where you get to, like, what is life? I mean, not what is life, but like,
what is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
I knew it.
Don't hurt me.
No, Ma.
Easily distracted. I mean, so it takes two to make a thing go right.
Right.
But, you know, when it's not yours.
I knew you just got off.
I'm turning into, like, reading a DJ set list to just converse with
right.
you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It takes both, but then that's not yours, and then because that wasn't working, and you put it together, and then oops, that was someone else's, and it's not even like yours at all. But then, so I don't want to like jump ahead of the story, but like when they came out and they said, wait a minute, this child is black, we are white, perhaps a mix up here, and then the other family, I'm assuming had a white kid, because they sued to get their kid back.
What if they didn't have a kid? Why can't you just tell the other family, say, look, you have a kid now.
Dude, she breastfed this kid. Like, she, up until, go ahead. I don't want to jump all over your story, but months.
But to have a baby grow in your body is basically...
I couldn't imagine.
It's your baby. You're growing this baby that you're attached to, or you would be.
I had a Burmese python in there yesterday.
This baby is kicking you. You're going to push it through your birth canal, and it's not your baby. I
know. It's like a mind F from another
I'm
planet.
I'm just thinking how I would feel. It would be hard for me to give up that baby after I've had it in my body for
even if
months.
You knew it was somebody else's.
Yes, it would be a hard
psychotic.
Decision.
No.
Why is that psychotic? It's not the baby's fault.
If you knew you were carrying somebody else's genetics and you're just a host and you still couldn't give it up, like that's...
I'm just saying how I would feel. I'm not saying about what she can do, but
it's the wrong way to feel. Is what I'm saying.
This is a 38-year-old woman named Christina Murray, and she's suing the fertility clinic. And so she used the doctor to get pregnant in 2023, and so she gave birth in December. But she immediately knew something was wrong because, well, she's obviously, as we stated, she's white, but the kid was black.
What's wrong with that baby?
So she selected a donor with, get this, dirty blonde hair with blue eyes. Mm. So she knew why... That wouldn't have happened.
What
right?
if she got that and the kid was still black, like Wesley Snipes, the Demolition Man? He's got blonde hair.
Oh, my God.
But she took the baby home and cared for him anyway, and she bought an at-home DNA test and got the results a month later, and tests confirmed that she and the boy weren't related at all. And so she told the clinic that they figured out what happened. That
you are
it belonged
not the
to
mother.
Another couple.
Not the mama.
Who were clients, so the couple... had to sue her for custody, and she gave the kid up voluntarily. And
he
was about 5 months old at that point. And so I think...
That's still early on.
Yeah, it would be so hard for me to go through all that, give birth to a baby, give the baby up, your baby's not there, you go through fertility problems. I can't even just... As a journalist, say... You
as
know,
a journalist? I'm just kidding.
Well, just say how I would feel. But I'm going to say as a woman how I'd feel to go through all that, to not be able to give birth to your own child, and then go through in vitro, which is not the most pleasurable thing.
Now, you tell me if this is out of line or if it's crass.
No,
I got to throw it out there.
I mean, it's probably going to be crass. So go ahead and pre-crass it. Go ahead.
Damages.
Would it be easier for the family to give the kid up because they don't feel as connected because it's a different race? There are some people I think that would reconcile it that way and say, you know what? But this isn't our kid.
Okay, so I'll tell you that this is obviously very different here, but I have someone close to me that they could not have children, and they you know, there's these options. I don't know now if it's still an option. So this has been several years, but you know, there used to be this option that if you had enough money, you could go to Russia and get a kid.
Oh yeah.
Not illegally necessarily, but like you could go there and like, what kind of baby you want? You know.
Yeah.
And they did not go that route. They just signed up. It said if there's any pregnant women that do not, rather than them, basically let's say what it is, rather than having an abortion, if they will have the child, they would give it up for adoption and go that route. And they signed up for that. And the first, you know, you don't get any kind of choice, you know, whatever. And they're like, we would just be happy to love a baby.
And
it was a black child. And they handle it very well. And what I say it being just the looks or whatever, like, hey, you know, what's going on here thing. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, they love that kid. But there was this time frame of what I thought. There is some kind of, once they have the child, the mom does still have a little bit of time to change her mind.
I just don't know why it took 5 months to say, hey.
That...
Whoever's parts genetics what this is,
yes.
Tell them they have a kid, and if they want to, you know, throw in dibs or whatever, or if they want the kid, like give them some time or some kind of window.
I think maybe she didn't know the other couple, and it.
No, they didn't. They
complained. No,
so
finally,
so it's not labeled. I'm gonna have to know how bad they screwed up to know if I want to use them again.
I wouldn't use them again. Something like that. I mean.
Like, tell me what, did you mislabel something? Did you just, like, what happened?
But, like, do you ever think, like, well, that's...
Because I've told these places are hard to get into as far as establishing care, getting the right, you know, do your eggs take, do the sperm
that's
take?
That's the same thing with, like, you know, the old joke was, oh, if you need money bad enough, go sell plasma or sell sperm or whatever. Like, that's not the way it used to be as far as, like, a dude going and selling his sperm. Like, they don't just take it from anybody.
You got to stand on the corner.
No, you have to be healthy.
You don't stand on the corner anymore.
No, you go into the doctor's office with a bunch of porn.
But if you
have a nurse that comes in with you, right?
No.
But they, I mean, look, let's be honest here. You have to be of a certain ilk to donate, right? If they see me walking in the parking
lot,
they're
going to
lock the doors.
I don't think they can.
No, yes, they do. Like, they
can't take all of
it. If you're healthy and you...
But dude, what if you see me walking across in shorts and I'm like overweight and you're like, oh, who's going to take that fat guy's sperm?
I don't know.
I don't think the sperm looks any different.
Even a fat girl that couldn't get pregnant wouldn't want mine.
Did you make a decent
looking
baby? Your child's decent looking. Why wouldn't you?
What do you mean decent looking? God, dog.
I just feel
what's
like,
here?
Look, that's something you need to stereotype with.
Your child's decent looking.
Well, I'm not being insulting.
Well, you don't want to say his kid's hot either. I get it.
I mean, I'm just saying, you're a handsome.
I don't see
anywhere would have said that, it would have sounded creepy. So I'm backing up.
It's just like,
I think what I should
have said
creepy.
Your child is attractive.
And it's like,
that's even creepier.
Things
I'm
happen
sorry.
For reasons that we don't understand. And like,
I don't understand this one.
You may never understand it. I'm not saying that everything is explainable, but that's.
Would you keep the kid?
I would have. I don't know. It would be so hard for me to carry a baby and give the baby up. Very hard.
I feel like 5 months. You don't really have much time left to burn.
Also,
like,
God bless. I hate to even get an acknowledgement. Nobody's being away with that. Shut up, text dickheads.
I'm sure.
Nobody's being away. It's just, look, let's flip it. Let's say that it's a black couple, and they go in, and they had this done, and they give birth to a white baby. It's a thing. Like, oh, wow. Yeah. What happened here? It does have nothing to
question.
Do with.
I don't think.
And for the other thing, that was not saying that some kind of stigma. It just meant like, and I'll tell you, it was my cousin. Okay, my cousin. They couldn't have kids, so they went that route. And their son is freaking awesome.
I don't
like,
think
he's great. It's the greatest freaking thing for them, man. God, people are dicks.
I don't think this was an easy decision for this woman to make, and she realized that. She was in the same situation that the other couple was in, where
I feel like she didn't talk to dad about it at all.
She needed
medical assistance to have a baby.
Dad's uncomfortable because he's... I mean, it's...
Yeah, he is in shock still, you can tell.
But all the way around, because he's like, you know, I couldn't, and then also now this. It's just one of those wild things of life. I hate those of you, I hate you, that listen to Just Nitpick. I hate you.
And the fact that the baby didn't get a chance to bond with its real mother for all those months is kind of...
There's no real...
If I knew there were a possibility that his original donors or like his genetic makeup would want him as a kid, I would probably make the switch, because insert whatever race here.
There you go. That's a good
way. I couldn't raise you as like to do your heritage justice, because
why?
I don't really know it all. Like, I feel like you should... I'm saying, if there's a chance that like you could go back with your original family, it's probably best for you to be raised like in the culture that you should be in tune with, as far as like your history and, you know, your lineage.
You just make your own history with your children.
It's hard to say.
Like, I mean, it's, you know, look at it from like orphans, you know?
I got a text now probably calling me racist. You just heard it go off. I'm not trying to be.
I tried.
It's not. I get what you're saying. You're like, if you can, it's like, well, I'm not going to say that. It's just one of those things. Kind of like the example I used earlier. What if aliens are really us from the future and they figured out, okay, all the division on Earth is because everybody looks different. Right. So if they all look the same, like all aliens look the same, that bypasses all that.
No, I'd keep an alien baby, 100%.
With the big child, eyeballs? Oh, yeah. That'd hurt to pass off, naturally.
The child
that big
would,
head coming out.
Would be American. So the values that you would be teaching the child would be American values of this country, whatever we believe in. And if the,
Yeah, because we're united on that.
I mean, I'm English-Irish, and I don't go to the motherland and say that this is the way my children are going to be raised. In the way that they live there in Ireland,
yeah,
and
but
England.
What if you found, it's, you know, silly. If you found out though that you had a background that you were not aware of, I think you'd be inquisitive to like the land and that stuff like that. Like when I did my 23andMe, yeah. I'm 1% Nigerian. I want to go home to the mother country one day.
You know,
I want to go there and become a scammer like my great grandpa was.
Okay,
that's right.
I see.
All right. That was fun, Paige. That was a whole lot of fun. You know, look.
I would have a hard time giving up that baby, but I think she did the right thing. And if the family, you know.
Well, she better decide quick what she's going to do.
Like they went into, like, there's pictures, you know, like photographer, you know, real photos. And what am I saying here? Like photographer photos that they had with the mom and dad and the baby. And then, but the, you know, the baby's face is X'd out. But like then that's gone.
And, well, even though, I mean, it's tragic.
Yeah, that sticks with you, man. I feel for every single person involved with that.
I do, too. But at least, you know.
It's a movie.
It's a blessing that the baby was born. And
it's precious, too.
Somebody's going to make them happy.
Electric Boogaloo. Paige, I'm moved right now.
Yeah.
I need to move to the old stall.
Yeah, you need to move the old stall.
To the trough. Right.
Thank you, Paige.
Been a couple hours.
That was wonderful. I just got three words for you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
It's rhetorical, evidently.
I just ain't answering me.
Oh, am I ready? Answer.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You know for what?
She don't know.
For the spelling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got my list right here.
Oh,
okay.
Damn!
Because we couldn't mention that to you, because we couldn't say, hey, do you have our spelling words for our battle later?
Right. Yeah, I've got a really long list, so I got to...
Ooh, money tall like Jordan.
Yeah, yes.
All right, so when we come back, it'll be the last and final day three of Spellenberg. Today, me versus Fatboy with Paige as the host.
You're going to lose. That's all I'm going to say.
You suck eggs.
You and Dusty do.
Your mama.
It's too expensive to suck eggs.
No kidding.
Where are you going?
That's true.
You sucking some Lucy's?
Red bird eggs, bluebird eggs.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com. If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.